KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio Bonus Tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
Hi, you're listening to DJ Dish.
I'm DJ Vu.
I'm DJ Carrot, and this is where we dish or diss the latest music.
One fact about us is that we love K-pop, and we are extreme Blinks, a.k.a. Blackpink fans.
So, because of that fact, today we decided to talk about Blackpink's latest album, Born Pink. When people heard that Blackpink was going to be releasing a new album, they got very excited. In fact, Blackpink sold over 1.5 million copies, and those were just the pre-orders. This just goes to show that how many people just are obsessed with Blackpink, right, DJ Vu?
Yes, they are Blinks like us. In an interview with Rosé, one of the Blackpink members,
and in my opinion, the best one.
Yes, she talks about the essence of Blackpink being shown in this album, and also it being about the confidence and self-esteem about being born different. So I guess we should start by talking about Pink Venom, because it is the first song on the album.
Yes, and it's a very, very good hook for a first song. It has like a good beat, which is very, very good because it draws people into the album. But it was also very, very nice that they incorporated Korean instruments as like a hint to their hometown.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about the hits and misses of this song, DJ Carrot?
That sounds awesome. How about you start, DJ Vu?
I think the rapping was good, but not as good as it could have been. In my opinion, I don't think it had a very good rhythm. But I think overall, it was definitely a hit and a great start to the album.
Definitely. And of course, the song is awesome because Blackpink is awesome. And you hear that, BTS fans? Blackpink is awesome. So there.
Yes.
One song that we thought would be good to talk about is Shut Down. It's a very, very catchy song. And take it away, DJ Vu.
This song is about the hateful comments that Blackpink received while they were taking a break from, like, writing and recording music.
Yeah. And Shut Down, the beginning of it, samples a melody from 1826.
So the next song that we'll be talking about is Type of Girl, which really breaks down stereotypes for women, and I just really love the feel of the song.
Yeah, I love the electronic usage, like synthesizers and stuff like that they use in the song. It's really, really good, and it really, like, works with the lyrics.
Yeah.
It kind of has, like, Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do vibes in a way.
I agree.
The last song that we are going to dish about is Tally. It is really good, but we'd recommend the clean version for sensitive audiences. So if you didn't know, the members are Jisoo, Jennie, Rosé, and Lisa. And in this song, more than other songs, they really like alternate verses. Like every single different verse, there's a different person singing it. Whereas in some of the other songs, one person is basically like, ruling the entire song.
And in the chorus, they all come together and they sing the chorus together.
Yeah, it's a very, very good song. I like the distribution of lyrics.
So in this episode of DJ Dish, we talked about some different songs in the album Born Pink by Blackpink.
Yeah, what was your favorite song, DJ Vu?
I'm kind of tied between Shut Down and Type of Girl.
Oh my god, same here. Thank you for tuning in to
DJ Dish.
I'm DJ Carrot.
And I'm DJ Vu. We hope we pulled you out of the BTS army and turned you into a faithful Blink. For more episodes of DJ Dish, head to KXCI.org.